Tuesday afternoon, the 115 cardinal electors will gather in the Pauline Chapel for a moment of collection and prayer, and from there they will process in order of precedence through the Sala Regia to the Sistine Chapel, invoking the Holy Spirit. There, they will take their seats to elect the 265th successor to St. Peter. They will also hear the second meditation of the two established by rules governing the papal transition. It will be given by Maltese Augustinian Cardinal Prospero Grech. The 115 cardinals will then swear an oath to observe the rules of conclave, which include to maintain fidelity to the election of the Pope, to maintain secrecy, and never to support or favour any interference. The Cardinal Dean, Angelo Sodano, will then read aloud the formula of the oath. The cardinal electors will each individually respond with their hand on the Bible, "I do so promise, pledge, and swear." After all the cardinals have taken the oath, the Master of Papal Ceremonies, Monsignor Guido Marini, orders all individuals other than the cardinal electors and conclave participants to leave the Sistine Chapel. He stands at the great wooden doors and pronounces the famous phrase, "Extra omnes," all out. He then closes the doors on the outside world, and the world begins to wait for smoke signals. Of the 115 cardinal electors, more than half are European, with the largest single nationality represented by the 28 Italian cardinal electors. In a geographical breakdown, 60 come from Europe, 19 from Latin America, 14 from North America, 11 from Africa, 10 from Asia, and 1 from Oceania. The average age of the cardinal electors is 71, while 67 of the men who will enter the conclave Tuesday were appointed by Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI. There were 8 conclaves in the 20th century, only 3 of which lasted longer than 3 days. There has been 1 conclave in the 21st century, which lasted a bare 24 hours. I'm Emer McCarthy.